Results from research. Overall, 1950 to 1975 was the most dramatic period for agricultural change and progress that the nation had seen. The success of American agriculture during this period of change made it possible for the U.S. to turn its energies to other scientific and technological achievements. In July 1969, okay, astronauts Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
The photographs they took of our own fertile planet from that barren world emphasized that the Earth is a unique oasis of life. Fittingly, it was at this time that America's agricultural revolution was being exported to the world. This green revolution began in 1946 when USDA agronomist S. Cecil Salmon was working in war-torn Japan. He discovered a small or dwarf variety of wheat with a heavy head of grain called Norin No. 10. During the next 13 years, Dr. Orville Vogel and other Department of Agriculture researchers bred many varieties of this wheat. Eventually, they developed a highly productive strain called the Gaines Dwarf. Dr. Norman Borlaug, an American scientist working in Mexico, bred the Gaines Dwarf for the tropics and introduced his new varieties to India during their famine in the 1960s. His work saved a billion lives. For his humanitarian efforts, Dr. Borlaug was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1970. American agricultural, scientific, and technological innovations, along with other international efforts, had started a global agricultural revolution. This green revolution would have an immense impact on the future of America.